visiting today with Aubrey Tucker of the Elgin FFA chapter. She's one of our area stars in agribusiness. Well, Ms. Aubrey, tell us about your project.
My project is a farmer's market that is owned by my family called Heritage Farm and Ranch, where we raise our own cattle and vegetables to sell to the public.
Where do you get to sell all this magical stuff at?
We sell all of our produce at the market, at the farm where the produce is grown.
So what inspired you to do this kind of project? I'm assuming that you guys had stuff on the farm that was available to sell, but what made you come up with this to be your actual project?
I have been growing a garden ever since I was little because it's just something that my family always did, and I thought this would be a great opportunity for an agribusiness project.
Well, and the nice thing about this is even if you step off and go to college, your family can still have this little project, can't they?
Yes. Yes, and now that I'm 18, I plan on becoming partial owner of Heritage Farm and Ranch.
Well, that's going to be awesome. So I'm assuming that your parents helped you out along the way with this. Who else helped out?
Yes, my parents, and the major person is my grandpa. He loaned the land. He's the one that purchased the land back in 1992. So it all started with him.
And he's probably a pretty good farmer.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your FFA career. Now that you're about to be done with FFA, what are some projects that you've loved as you've gone through the past 4 years?
I'm a chairman on a SAE committee where I explain to kids that FFA isn't just showing animals. It's also about the marketing side, speech, and produce, the growing of vegetables, the growing of wheat, anything than besides just showing animals.
Well, and a lot of people sometimes miss that aspect because they think it is just about livestock showing. But as we saw with the Ag Mechanics Contest at OYE being so great and so awesome this year, it's really inspired some more kids to get involved with the non-livestock showing portion.
Yes, that was a good, great accomplishment for Elgin FFA.
What are some of your favorite moments from the last year of FFA now that you're about to be done?
The ones I will always remember is the ELCs, the ALDs, and alumni camps.
Those are some of your favorites?
Yes, those are the ones that are most memorable.
And so what's up next for you?
College, hopefully.
You have any big plans, or are you just kind of flying blind at this point?
I'm flying as blind as possible.
Well, that's okay. That's why they give you 4 years, right? They say the first two, you're just kind of trying to figure it all out. Mm-hmm. But at least you'll have a farmer's market to come home to, right?
Yes. I always have a backup plan.
Absolutely. Well, Aubrey, thank you so much for visiting with us today. Aubrey is one of our stars in agribusiness from the Elgin FFA chapter. Casey Shepherd for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.